Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For many, it's the dreaded star, and we're not talking about the Death Star from Star Wars. It is the STAR test, the State of Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness exam. It was redesigned, in fact. It was House Bill 3906 that caused the redesign of the STAR test back in 2019 when the Texas legislature passed it. And the Texas Education Agency has been exploring various approaches to implementing the changes over the past 3 years, 4 years. We also have heard about the push for standardized test reform. The group called Raise Your Hand Texas has just completed a 9-city tour across the state. Bob Popinski is senior director of policy for the group Raise Your Hand Texas. When you talk about reform of STAR, I know we had the redesign, but what is it that Raise Your Hand Texas would like to see happen?
Raise Your Hand Texas was founded 17 years ago to elevate public education and make sure that our students are getting the best form of instruction possible. And over the years, we've had various policy issues, but within the last 2 years, we decided to really focus on assessment and accountability. And we saw that there was a disconnect between our STAR test, which there's a lot of pushback and a lot of campuses and districts across the state, and how it's actually linked to our accountability system. For the most part, everyone wants to look at a rating system for campuses and schools to see how well their teachers and schools are performing and how well their students are achieving through the grade levels. But what they didn't know is that, especially at the elementary and middle school level, the STAR assessment is the only thing we grade our schools on. And I don't think parents or the communities actually want that.
It's a one-day snapshot. And I've heard people that I know who are teachers, for example, have said that they find themselves teaching to the test, and that even the redesign doesn't necessarily answer that question. What else would you like to see happen in addition to not making it the sole arbiter?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some pilot programs going on right now that allow schools to do beginning of the year, middle of the year, end of the year assessments to help inform instruction throughout the school year. Right now, our STAR is given at the end of the school year, so our teachers don't even see the results into the summer. And so that doesn't help inform instruction at all. So we want to make sure that that system is in place. And number one, that our kids aren't being over-tested because of the three different tests given through the year. If you look at what happened in Florida, they jumped right into this type of informative testing. And what ended up happening is you ended up tripling the amount of test time for our kids. And we don't want that to happen either. We want it to be a short cycle test that helps teachers inform instruction, gets our kids back on track, and see where those deficiencies are in our students. Right now, we have a lot of campuses and school districts not only giving the STAR, but giving this type of informative instruction, beginning, middle, end of the year test. And so we just want to make sure we're not over-testing our kids with what they're already doing.
We're recording this on the 27th of March, and this past week, the Texas legislature started to get into really hardcore issues having to do with education. Is the STAR test issue going to get lost in the voucher and the budgeting debate, or can it find a place to be addressed?
There are 64 days left of this legislative session. There is plenty of time to tackle not only the assessment and accountability issues, but all the other issues that are bubbling up related to public education this session. We think it is a topic of interest for all of our parents and community members out there. So we hope in the next few weeks, both the House Public Education Committee and Senate Education Committee take up this issue because it is pressing.
If for schools, getting an A through F can be the difference between state control and local control, as we've seen most recently in the Houston school district. So how do we measure success or failure of a school, of a school district? Parents want to know where their money's going.
Absolutely. And we believe in a robust accountability system. And we think some of our proposals actually make it a more robust system that parents and community members can actually see what their schools are doing. Our schools do more than just one test on one day. For instance, if you're looking at the elementary and middle school level, you can see that we can have full day pre-K participation rates. That makes a really good kind of program that sees how well they're doing, not only at the early levels, but it helps with third grade reading. If you look at chronic absenteeism or how many students participate in extracurricular or co-curricular activities, that all kind of determines how well a student succeeds throughout not only elementary school and middle school and high school, but career and college. And so there's a lot of different things you can look at, including indicators whether or not your ninth grader is actually on track to graduate. If we look at those indicators and add them to the system along with the STAR test, we think that is a good approach. Right now, 100% STAR doesn't tell everything that our schools are doing. And we want a wide array of different indicators to make sure that our public does know where their taxpayer dollars are going.
Now, raise your hand. Texas did a 9-city tour. What were you hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. We have 13 regional advocacy directors that have spent the last almost 2 years now talking to people across the state, over 15,600 people, about what they want in their assessment and accountability system. Now, at first, there was a lot of pushback against STAR, but when they realized, hey, you can't get rid of the STAR assessment because of federal requirements, they started to focus in on, well, what can we do to our accountability system? Well, we could de-emphasize the STAR test. We can make it count for 50% at the elementary and middle school level instead of 100%. And we can add in all of these indicators that actually show what our school districts are doing. We can make sure that we can just cut back to what the federal requirements actually require. So we can get rid of some eighth grade tests and some end of course exams at the high school level so that we can lessen the amount of tests our kids take. It doesn't mean we're getting rid of those classes or getting rid of those programs. It doesn't mean we just have to test at the end of course level exam approach.
Is there pushback on the reform ideas that you've presented, or is it just I'll use the word inertia, that, hey, this is how we've been doing it, so why change?
There is a lot of conversation going on about us wanting to make sure that our STAR and assessment test remains intact. And we're not saying that at all. We're actually saying, let's de-emphasize it. Let's still use what we can with the STAR to make well-rounded choices and make sure our students are achieving. There are conversations about not adding these indicators at the high school level or the elementary middle school level. And we think that's actually a disservice to our campuses. We think by actually expanding what we look at in the accountability system, that we can actually see where the deficiencies are, not only at our campus, but what our school districts and our school board members actually need to focus on to help student achievement.
As you said, we have 64 days left in the legislative session as we record this on the 27th of March. What are the odds that something definitive in the view of Raise Your Hand Texas is going to happen regarding the accountability issue?
Yeah, we're going to press really hard in the last 64 days and hopefully something gets passed and across the finish line so that our school districts can actually focus on what matters in the classroom. And that's just not one test on one day. So we are going to try really hard with our 16,000 people out there talking to that we talked to over the course of the year and make sure that their voices are heard.
There are many issues that Raise Your Hand Texas is involved in. If people want more information about the group and about the issues, what's the website?
Yes, please go to raiseyourhandtexas.org. We have a lot of different policy issues we're focusing on, not only school funding, because that is one of the biggest issues this session. We are about $4,000 below the national average. Our school districts are losing purchasing power compared to where they were from 2019 by about $1,000. So we have a lot to do on the funding front. We have a lot to do on the teacher workforce issue. 77% of the teachers want to leave the profession for all sorts of issues, including pay, including support. Not only that, but we're actually pushing back against the conversation against vouchers this session. And there's a lot of issues related to public education that you can find on our website.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.